Welcome to Try It Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Have you ever had one of those nagging, recurring nightmares that just won't go away? Well, Arthur Kipps can certainly relate. Many years ago, in a dark, foggy, swamp-infested corner of the world, Arthur came face to face with unspeakable horror, the woman in black. And he just can't get that encounter out of his mind. You see, there was a cemetery, quicksand, and a haunted house. The 1987 stage play adapted by Stephen Malotrat from the book of the same name by Susan Hill is coming to a real haunted house right here in the Triad. The Kernersville Little Theater production of The Woman in Black opens Friday night, September 14th, and it'll run through the 30th at the oldest private little theater in America, Kerner's Folly. KLT's John Collier plays Mr. Kipps, and Chiraki Mosley takes on the role of the actor. Stage manager Kathy Ann Cisna and director Nathan Adam Sullivan drop by to talk about it.
Kipps goes out there, and he experiences the woman in black. He sees her, and after many, many years, he has still been tormented by the experience he had there. So, not able to endure it any longer, he decides that the best way to purge himself of the ghost is to exorcise it. So he says, I'm going to finally tell my tale to my friends and family. So he seeks out a young actor who he hires to help him tell the tale in order to purge himself of it. So then that young actor plays Mr. Kipps, and then Mr. Kipps plays all the other people that he met when that experience happened. So the play is just those two men in this dark theater telling this ghost story to an audience.
Wow. And that's kind of in your domain, Kathy. What a venue for such an intimate, really relating of a story.
It's a fabulous space for this particular show. And when Adam first told us that he envisioned doing it in the round and really using the space in the Cupid's Park Theater as broadly as he is, we were very excited. And my husband and I, as the lighting designers, were very petrified.
How so?
It's an unusual space to try to light. It's small. And being in a historic location as it is, we are very, very limited in what we can do. We can't attach anything any place. Everything we have to create is very freestanding. So we have brought in some additional equipment that we didn't have before to try to do a good job of lighting Adam's creation in the round. And I think that we're making strides. I think that it's going to be very interesting visually, as well as from a performance standpoint.
It certainly helps to have built-in ghosts.
Yeah, because Kerner's Folly is haunted. It's been officially deemed so, and we know some folks who have said, oh, I've experienced the ghost, or I've seen the ghost.
And that small, confined area, especially when you're dealing with foggy swamps and all the goings-on there, can really be claustrophobic in the best sense in terms of a production like this. Your mind has to fill in the blanks.
Absolutely, and I think that there's something really great that happens when you put a group of people that close together and then give them something to react to. I mean, the play is brilliant in itself, but in a larger space, you might not have that energy that's created in the room that we're going to have. The audience will literally be able to, like, reach out and touch the actors. I mean, it's that intimate. It's an incredible environment to see a show, and especially one like this.
My thanks to Kernersville Little Theater director Nathan Adam Sullivan and stage manager Kathy Ann Cisna. The Kernersville Little Theater production of The Woman in Black opens Friday night, September 14th, and it'll run through the 30th at the oldest private little theater in America, Kerner's Folly. The Folly is actually a haunted house, and on Friday night, September 21st, get extra spooked during KLT's midnight performance of the show. For complete showtimes, ticket information, and more, go to our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.